salvation and glory, honor and power to the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is Revelation 19 and 1, and that's been sang by Tribal, and it is led by Naomi Rain. I hope this episode is finding you well. Hope you had a great time at church today. If you had a chance to go into the house of the Lord and to worship with the saints, I hope you got an awesome word today, because I did. Had a great time. The message was powerful. The message was on point. And so I praise God for my pastor. I praise God just for being a child of God. I'm grateful to be in the family, especially with the world that we live in. I'm so grateful that I can go to a God who hears and answers prayers, a God that takes care of his own, even a God that chastens. We may not like the chastening of the Lord, but you know what? If he did not love us, he would not chasten us. So I'm glad that the Lord chastens, because the Bible says he chastens those that he loves. So if there was no chastening, then I would be a little worried that the Lord does not love me. But we know that God does love us. And if we have accepted his son, he has accepted us, and we are his children. And we can say, Abba, Father, and praise the Lord for being able to have that privilege of being able to call him our Father. So today, the last episode, I talked about the darkness, you know, in relation to the solar eclipse. It made me think about the darkness or the dark time that we live in. And tonight or today, I want to talk about navigating the darkness. How do we as believers navigate this darkness, this dark world, this perverse nation, this perverse generation that we find ourselves in? Because the Bible tells us that we are lights among a perverse nation. And so that is the way that we will have to navigate. We're going to have to let our light shine. So what we need to do is go ahead and go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And it's familiar because it talks about the Beatitudes. And I'm going to start at verse number 13. Matthew 5 verse 13, it says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So we are the salt of the earth. We are what preserves and keeps this old world from rotting away. We are the preservatives. Not only that, the Bible says we are the light of the world. So in the midst of all this darkness, if you, the believer, are there, as long as we're here, there is light. Now, when Jesus was here, he said, I am the light of the world. But now that light, him, he is in us, therefore he is lighting us. And now we are the light of the world because we carry the true light on the inside of us. And he also says that a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. So what is the point of us having a light that's hidden? Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And after they see your good works, it says, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have a responsibility as believers to let our lights shine. Now, why is the word let there? Let there, because you know in your house, you have lights. You paid your light bill, you have some lights, but your light is not always on. It's up to you whether to turn that light on or not. I can hit my light switch and there my lights come on. Or I can turn the switch off and then I don't have any more light. So it says, allow it to shine. The scripture is saying, let it shine. So you have a say in whether your light is shining. Don't take your light and hide it under a bushel. Don't take your light and not place it on a candlestick. And so that's a warning to us, because the Lord already knows that although we as believers have the light in us, sometimes we don't permit it to shine. We don't let it shine. We don't allow it to shine, because in certain situations we turn it off. In certain situations, we find ourselves walking in the same darkness. Although we have the capacity to be light, because we have the light in us, we don't turn it off. Now, I don't know if we're turning it off because we're ashamed. Everything else is dark. I don't want to be the one that's light. I don't want people to know that I'm on the opposite side of this argument or the opposite side of this cultural issue. I don't want people to know where I stand. So in that case, I turn my light off. I'm not letting it shine. I'm not allowing my light to do what it's supposed to do because I'm not comfortable around these people, or I don't want to be canceled, or I don't want to be ostracized. So we save our light. Instead of letting our light illuminate the darkness, we become the darkness. We become like the darkness. We just turn our light off. And so in this age, God does not want that from us. What he wants from you and me as believers is to be bold. To be bold in the midst of a perverse generation, in the midst of a wicked generation, in the midst of this darkness. He wants you to have the boldness to let your light shine, to allow it to shine in the middle of all of these things that are going on. He wants you to have the Holy Ghost boldness to stand up and be a light in the midst of all of that. He wants you not to even fellowship with the darkness. Because what fellowship do you have as light with darkness? What fellowship? But what we do, because in this new age of Christianity, well, nothing's really new under the sun, but we want to get along. And because we want to get along and we don't want to be seen as different, we would dim our light around people. Some don't let it completely go out, but we will dim it. Because I don't want the attention that light brings. When you think about a spotlight, when something is spotlighted, it draws attention to that thing. It puts the spot on them, puts eyes, directs our eyes to that spot, to that location. And we don't want people looking at us. We don't want these eyes peering at us. We don't want people looking at everything that we do, so we turn our light off. We're so concerned about how the world perceives us. Because, see, it's more darkness than it is light in the world. And so even though I have a little flicker, and that little flicker can illuminate, I don't want that, because I don't want that attention drawn to me. I don't want to be different. I don't want to be seen as different. So I go somewhere and hide in a corner and pretend I'm a part of the darkness, when I have the power to overshadow the darkness, to stamp out the darkness with my light, with Christ that's in me, who is the true light, who is illuminating me from the inside, which allows me to be a light that's lighting a light. But my light is okay at church, because see, we're all lights then. See, when I'm around my brothers and sisters in Christ, hey, my light is on. I don't flip the switch on. And it's on. We all shining in one big light. But when I'm on the workplace, where it's darkness, I'm afraid to turn on the light. I got to blend. Because, see, light ain't going to be blending with darkness. Once you flip it on, it's going to overshadow the darkness. But you want to blend. I want to blend. I don't want to be seen as the holy roller. And we should not be ashamed of the gospel. We should not be ashamed of who we are in Christ. But there's so much pressure to be like the world. There's so much pressure to not look like somebody that's different. Especially today. Because Christians have such a bad rap today. People don't want to know. You don't want people to know it. Now, when I was growing up, we respected Christians. There are certain things you wouldn't do or say around a Christian. You looked at them as somebody who was worthy of respect. Somebody who was worthy to be honored. But now, because we stand on what the Word of God says, there are new labels that have been attached to us, and it's, you know, closed-minded, bigoted, hateful. And those are all lies. Those are all lies from the pit. And the more you hear somebody saying that Christians are bigoted, Christians are hateful, Christians are narrow-minded, you know, their religion is the reason you have all this violence and things that are going on in the world. We're intolerant. So all of these negative labels that have been attached to us as believers, it makes us want to leave that light off in certain company. I don't want my light to shine because I don't want to be seen a certain way. But what I'm saying to you, the world needs our light. It needs the light that's within us. Because the only thing that will turn this around is the light of the gospel, the light of Christ. So we have a responsibility to let our lights shine. Allow it. Because if you don't cover up a light, it's going to shine, and it's going to shine bright. If you keep it on and don't turn the switch off, you're going to have light. Even in the daytime, when you don't need light, leave your light on, and you can still see light. So it takes us hiding it or covering it or turning it off for it not to do what it's supposed to do. And I urge you, brothers and sisters, don't worry about the consequences of what people are going to say or do or how I'm going to be viewed by this one or that one or whether I'm going to be canceled. So I got to turn my life. Don't worry about that. What you need to worry about is pleasing God. Pleasing God. And these are the words of Jesus himself. It is him that's saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and then glorify your Father which is in heaven. Don't hide. Don't hide in the darkness. Don't do that. Live out loud. Everybody else is living out loud. We as believers have to also begin to live out loud. So what do I need to do to navigate this darkness? One thing, I need to be grateful that I have been called out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. I'm grateful to have been called out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. But if we go to Romans chapter 13, I want to go to Romans chapter 13 to help us navigate this darkness. So we're going to do Romans chapter 13. I'm going to start at verse 11. It says, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now we know, look around, that our salvation is nearer than when we believe. So this is not the time to be sleeping. This is not the time to be pretending. This is not the time to be blending in with the night, because our salvation is nearer. Jesus is soon to return. Yeah, you've been hearing it and hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, but we are closer. Every day we get closer. Verse 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The armor of light. We have to cast off the works of darkness. You got to put it off. This is an action that you and I must take. We have to cast off the works of darkness and put something else on in its place. And what we're putting on is the light. And that light is our armor. The armor of light. See, that you walking in the light, that's protection. And Jesus is the light that we're walking in. It is Jesus who is the light of the world. When he was here, he said he is the light. While he's on earth, I am the light of the world. See, he left earth and went back to heaven. But he is the light that's lighting us because he's in us. And if you look at John 12:46, it says, I am come a light into the world. Jesus, these are Jesus' words. John 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. If we believe in Jesus Christ, have him on the inside of us, we are no longer in darkness. We have the light of life on the inside of us. And if we walk in the light of the Lord, the light that's in the Lord, then we're walking as children of light. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in Lord. Walk as children of light. So we have to cast off the works of darkness. I'm telling you how to navigate the darkness. How to navigate the darkness. So you have to cast off its works. You have to put on the armor of light. You have to walk in the light. Jesus is the light that we're walking in. If you walk, you can't walk in light and darkness at the same time. It's impossible to walk in both light and darkness at the same time. Either you're going to be in light or you're going to be in darkness, but you're not going to be in both. So you have to make a conscious decision that I'm going to walk in the light, and Jesus is the light. So I'm going to walk according to his ways. And when I'm doing that, I have cast off that darkness, or the works of darkness. And I put him on as my armor. The light, Jesus, is my armor. And that will help me to navigate the darkness, the perverse nation, this wickedness that we wake up in every single day. We don't have to pay the darkness any attention. As we are walking as children of the light, we are walking in the light. We have put on the armor of light, and we have cast off the works of darkness. It is the only way that you're going to navigate this dark world that we're in, and not allow yourself or not allow your light to dim or to hide your light under a bushel, but to keep your light burning. Don't allow your light to become dark. There's another scripture that talks about that as well. Let me go ahead and finish. I don't think I got to verse 13. I've got ahead of myself, so I'm gonna go back to 12. It says, the night is far spent. This is Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. This is how we navigate the darkness. We're going to walk honestly. We're not going to be walking in rioting and drunkenness and chambering and wantonness. We're not walking in strife and envying. Verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We are not going to make a way for our flesh to keep us in darkness. These different lusts and desires that we have, we are not going to make provision for that. We're going to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the armor of light, and we're going to walk as children of the light. You are the light of the world. You, believer, you child of God, you are the light because you have the light of Christ, the true light, living on the inside of you. He's giving you light. He's a light lighting a light within you. Like you might have a lighter to light a candle. He's a light lighting you. And if you have him in you, there's no darkness in you because there's no darkness in Christ. That's what the scripture says. He is light and there's no darkness in him at all. So if I have Christ in me, then there should be no darkness in me at all. You cannot fellowship and hang out with darkness. You got to remember what you are to the world. You are its light. And do not take that light and stick it under a bushel or hide it. But let it shine. Let it. Allow it. Permit your light to shine. And that's all I have for you. Till next time, grace and peace.